Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, located at 810 West Homer Avenue and shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this third Sunday in Lent. Today's readings speak in differing ways of God's desire that every person would be saved. The Lord speaks through his prophet Ezekiel, never naming him, but calling him Son of Man 93 times as he tells Ezekiel to say to or prophesy against those for whom the message is intended. God uses the term Son of Man to accent Ezekiel's weakness compared to the Creator's omnipotence. The Lord states, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. True repentance is a change of heart and life, which can come only from God. We pray for this in the hymn, Lord, take my hand and lead me.
A reading from the 33rd chapter of the prophet Ezekiel. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, Thus have you said, Surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we rot away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, As I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to your people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him when he transgresses, and as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by it when he turns from his wickedness, and the righteous shall not be able to live by his righteousness when he sins. Though I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, yet if he trusts in his righteousness and does injustice, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered, but in his injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, though I say to the wicked, You shall surely die, yet if he turns from his sin and does what is just and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has taken by robbery, and walks in the statutes of life, not doing injustice, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is just and right, he shall surely live. Yet your people say, The way of the Lord is not just, when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by them. Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways.
Take thou my hands and lead me your life's rough way, until I see thy glory in heaven's day. I cannot walk without thee, so lead me.
Writing to the church at Corinth, St. Paul reminds them that, like their spiritual fathers had been freed from slavery to the Egyptians, passing through the Red Sea and being led by God in the wilderness for 40 years, they also have been freed from slavery to sin, being led by God in their new life. He gives examples of when the Israelites turned their backs on God and reminds them that God is faithful, providing all they need to follow His will, being able to withstand any temptation that comes along. We hear of this in the hymn, "The will of God is always best."
A reading from the 10th chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the church at Corinth. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, "The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it.
Today's gospel reading, Jesus tells a parable of a fig tree, which shows once again the patience of God toward the sinners in his creation. We heard his call to repent as it was proclaimed by Ezekiel. Through the centuries, God's prophets have been repeating this call. In this parable, we see God's patience as the owner of the vineyard allows the vine dresser yet more time for the fig tree to produce fruit. Having repented of our sins, receive the gift of faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray for continued renewal in the hymn, "Renew Me, O Eternal Light."
A reading from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down."
Inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school are offered for all ages immediately following the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. This coming Wednesday evening, March 26th, everyone is welcome to the continuing journey through the Lenten season with a worship service at 6:30. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, God is there to grant you a new life in Christ.